The levushim of loyim handle arba kavim mechamisha kavim. Yeah, and then. Exactly how much spread out that has to be throughout the field to say that it's included. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, Rabbi asked a question like this: Kashir. Let's say these small ditches were like a circle. Kashir, mahu." Rashi Rashbam says, "Imayim of loyim beruba shalsadav loy beribua ken chetuba." That's a kafakir. Kashir is like a straight line. It was a straight line of ditches. Kishura, no. No, Kishura is like a circle. Kishura, I mean, let's say it was like a straight line. Obid alocha. Itzadin mahu. Let's say the thing, itzadin, Shabam says, the loy muzara shaper kumashur, it's like a straight line, mahu. It's like the side line you see over here. It's like, what do you call it? Like a V shape. It's like a V shape. What would be an itzadin? Mahu. Darvacha klasen mahu. Let's say it's a crooked type of a road, the way these ditches go throughout the field. Now, what's the locha? Are they included in the field or not? Teiko. That's the suffix of these ditches, the different ways, the way they're spread out throughout the field, if they're included in the sale or not, to teiko. Tonu learned like this. Let's say it was one stone there. There was one big stone in the middle of the field. Afilu koshu, enindadimo, then it's not included. If it's one seller, even though it's not yut fachim high, that's not included in the sale. If the seller means a real solid rock, that's not included. Shpam says, "Moya seller yichidi amastisa kaim a brayser tony tochus mikam nimah tony loshim moya seller yichidi chutz min asada samach lasada bala yamoych lahaschum limdoid misham filu mu seller koshu or the very nimach min tfachim arbe." Shpam says like this: seller yichidi means, how do you start? I'm telling you, I'm selling you a base karofer. Selling this big piece of land. Now, at the beginning, when you start the count, right away there's a stone. So that stone is not included, even though it's a small stone. When do I say a stone is included in the sale? That's only if it's in the middle of the property. If it's in the middle of the land, then I say it's called part of the land. But right away at the beginning of the land, where do I start counting this base kor? To start counting right away, there's a stone there, that's not included in the sale. That's what he says, Yatana. Emoya fella yechidi afilu kosh, even though it's a small stone, ain't nimdadimah, it's not included. Tremahoya samach lemeitzah afilu koshu, and nimdadimah, who did if it's right near the boundary, right near the borderline, also the same thing, it's not included. It's only as far as these stones are buckled to the ground, if they're in the middle of the ground. But if it's mamish by the boundary, it's not included. On this, boy rapapa, mufsak ofor bentayim. Let's say there's a little bit dirt in between the boundary of this stone. Mahu. Is it still called good enough to start the beginning of the field there? There's a little bit dirt there, or maybe not? Take what the suffix. In other words, when you start counting your base curve, the beginning of it has to be good ground. And the stones have to be much further in. Maybe it's not enough, even though there's a small amount of ground in between. Boy Ravasha, Boy Ravashi, Ofo Melmata, you have dirt on bottom, Futsun Melmala, and the stony ground is on top. Or else the opposite way. Ofo Melmala, you have dirt on top, but Futsun Melmata, the stone is on bottom. Mao, what's the lacha there again? Could we include this for the beginning of the field or not? In other words, if you see the stone, for sure not. Where the shadow is, it's stony on bottom, but good land on top. Or else stony on top, but good land on bottom. Could you start counting a land there? Is that called the beginning of your base kurunat? That also more obliged by a teiku. Suffolk in the Gemara. In other words, the beginning of the base kur has to be good land. That we say that could be, in those stones, less than yutfachim, and it's included in the sale, that's only if it's in the middle of the field. But at the beginning of the field, that cannot be included. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, holding by the Mishnah Kuf Gimel on the base. Mishnah says that base kur offer ani moichel lecho
Mida Bechevel. They are going to sell you a piece of property. That's a base kur, nice big size property. And base kur offer, we had before, offer means it's property that you could plant on. It's like dirt, flat dirt. It doesn't have any ditches there, yutfochim, or stones, yutfochim high. But you said, mida bechevel. That means I want you to measure out with a string, which means an exact measurement. Bechevel means, that's where they used to survey it, that you are sold to you exactly. That's called bechevel. So alochar is, piches kolshu. Let's say after you measured it out, you're missing a little bit. So alochar is, yinaka. You have to then take off from the price. So therefore it says that piches kolshu. Let's say he gave you a drop less, so yinaka, he has to deduct from the price. Because since he spoke out clearly, I want you to give me this property, bechevel, with a string, that means I want you to measure it out to the exact inch. And therefore, if I'm missing anything less out of the property, you have to pay me back for the, you have to deduct that amount of money. Hoysa kolshu, let's say it comes out, the lekech ended up with a drop more property, so then yachzer, you have to return it. So let's see what it means, you have to return it. But again, the sale was an exact base kur, and therefore, if anything more or less, you have to give it back. What about v'yim omar, hein choser hein yesa? Let's say the lekech or the meicha spoke out and said, listen, I'm selling you a base kur, a drop less, a drop more. So what does that mean? Then afilu piches, roivel a saw, even if he's missing one quarter of a saw, which is a roiva hakav of a saw, which means 1/24th. Even if 1/24th is missing, oy hoysir, or else he gave you more, roiva leso, he gave you more property, a quarter of a kav's worth to a saw, again, which is 1/24th, so locher is hegiya, the sale is still a good sale. Since he spoke out clearly and said, I'm selling you a base kur, chosar or yeser, which mashma a little bit less, a little bit more, since he spoke out a little bit yes, a little bit more, so then we say a little bit both ways means 1/24th. That's what it means. 1/24th more is still good. What about yesemikan? Let's say in the sale he gives you either more than that, or else he gives you yesemikan. Let's say where he gave him more property, even though he spoke out a little bit less, a little bit more, but if he gives you more than 1/24th, then yasa cheshbin. Then the locher is, you have to make a cheshbin, and that's not part of the sale. Now, mahu yasa cheshbin. Now, mahu machsaloi mois. What do they have to return to him? The money. In other words, let's say the moicher gave lakeach too much property. He said, I'm selling you a base kur, and lakeach understood he's only receiving a base kur for these $1,000. Even though it said a little bit less, a little bit more, and it came out now that the meicher ended up giving him more than 1/24th. So since he gave him more than 1/24th, even though he spoke out more or less, you don't mean so much. So therefore, if I gave you so much more property, I have a right to get my money back. So therefore it says that you have to return back to the meicher. So Lacharizah Akataka says, so now, mahu machzaloi, so it comes out that Lakeach received too much property. So he has to return it back to the Moicher. So what does he return back to the Moicher? It could be one of two things. Either he gives him back the extra property that he received, or else he gives him back the value of what this is worth more than the property deserves. So Mishnah says the Locher is machzaloi mois, that the Moicher has a right to say, give me back the value of the extra property that you received. But v'im rotza, let's say both of them, the Moicher and Lekech, agree that machzaloi karka, if the Moicher agrees to receive back the extra property that he gave him, that's also good. Now, v'loma omru, why was it said that l'chetchila machzaloi mois? Why was it said that this Lekech that received more property than he was supposed to, so he has to return back to the Moicher? Why was it said that the Moicher has the right to say he wants money? To make it better off for the Moicher.
Like we'll explain, because like this we're afraid, the extra property that he gave you, just that piece of land by itself, even though it has value to it, but really just that piece by itself is not worth too much to the Meicher. So the Meicher really would lose out. So therefore it's better off to say, listen, I gave you this big property. True, I gave you an extra piece. You don't deserve that extra piece. But just to give me back that a small extra piece, what could I do with it? It's going to be worthless to me. So you, like, it's better off you keep it already and pay me back the money. So that's why the Chum said, the Meicher has the right to ask back for his money. Because they want to be miyape koicha shomeicha.
But what's going to be? Shim shaya besoda beis tisha kabin. Let's say, though, how much extra property was given to him in this field that the lokeach is supposed to give back to the meicher. Let's say it adds up to more than just 1/24th, but it adds up to be a tisha kabin, or else uvegino. Let's say it was a question of selling a garden, beis chatzikav, that the extra part that the meicher gave over to the lokeach was a chatzikav's worth of agino, which these shiurim, a tisha kabin of a soda, or else a chatzi a kav of a gina, these things are valuable. Like these things is called like a soda by itself. Or kediver Rebbe Kiva, according to Rebbe Kiva, base roiva, even a roiva of a kav. So if the lakeach has extra property, which the property is a bigger size than just 1/24th, but it's a bigger size that this piece now is considered a piece of property by itself. Then, the Meicher can't force the Lekech to give him back the money. Because then the Meicher is not going to lose out. If the Lekech wants to and says, listen, you gave me more than you were supposed to, true. I have to give you back now the extra that you gave me. Why will I give you back? If the Lekech wants to give back the extra piece of land, he has the right to give it back. Because now it's a big extra piece. And this extra piece could be used by itself. So since it could be used by itself, therefore,
the Lekech has the right to say, I'm giving you back this piece of property.
Yeah. For Loyas Arayva Bovad, now, once you return back this, the extra, not only the Arayva Bovad, you return to Masir, as Kol HaMoisar. In other words, like the Mishnah said before, when the person says, I'll sell you a base kur, a little bit less, a little bit more. So he said, if he adds on less than 1/24th,
so that's part of the sale. You don't have to return it. But let's say he added on more than 1/24th, then he has to return. How much does he have to return? So one svar is, listen, what's less than 1/24th is part of the sale. So that he keeps, he only has to return to you the drop that makes it more than 1/24th. So Mishnah says no. Once the piece of extra property that he gave to you was more than 1/24th, and you have to return, not only that drop more do you have to return, but everything that's more than a base, than a base kur, the whole 1/25th, whatever it is, you have to return.
We once had the sugi before. And once there's a kanas, you have to return, we make you return the whole thing. So the Mishnah says, V'loyas arayvable vadhu masir, you don't have to only return what's more than the 1/24th, elas kol ha-moyser. Once you have to return, like once the lakech received more property than he was supposed to, now the lakech is, lakech has to return all that he received, more than just the base kur.
See, if he received a small piece of property, less than 1/24th, then we say he keeps it. But once the piece of property he received extra is more than that, that he has to return it, he has to return the whole extra piece he has to return.
So the mocher...
Something more so than this. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Base kur stamamai. What's going to be if I say the sale was just said, I'm selling you a base kur? And they did not speak out the chevel that I want you to measure out this base kur exactly with a string. Then the Mishnah says it means exactly. And they did not speak out hein yesev hein chaser, a little bit more, a little bit less. Where there we say even up to 1/24th, it's still included. Let's say the guy stumps it, I want to buy or sell you a base kur mai, and he gives a little bit less, a little bit more. What's the locha? So Tashma, come and bring your proof. It says in the Mishnah, base kur ofer ani moichlecho. The mid of a chevel. If we speak out clearly, I'm going to sell you now the size of a property of a base kur, and we're going to measure it off with a string, which means exactly. Therefore, the locher is.